We are learning Masechta Ksubos, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots approximately 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah, Ein Lehem Ksuba, extra came before V'loy B'loyos, but for some reason the Gemara explains it over here. It said these three women, the Mamenas, the Shniyah, and the Eilnes, all of them don't get a Ksuba. Omar Shmuel, Loy Shonu El Mona Masayim. What they don't get is the 100 or 200, which means a standard part of the Ksuba. The extras that the husband promised to the wife, there he has to give. And what's the reason? Even though, let's say, from Mamayin, it's her fault, or by Shnia, because there's a knas, or islands for the Mekachtois. Either way, Rashi explains that the Tosefos was given al Tzchibas Bia. And since they had actually, they were married actually, therefore, it's like a matana, it's a present which she still deserves, and therefore he gives her the Tosefos. Taina Mahach, you have a price like that. Noshim she'omru chachamim ein lehem ksuba kegoin ha'memenes v'chamri seha ein lehem mono mesayim. Like it says in Braisa, the noshim that the chachamim say don't have a ksuba, for example, a memenes, the lacha of shniya, the islandist, those that's chamri seha, all those cases, ein lehem mono mesayim. Avat the sefes yeshlem. Noshim she'omru chachamim yoytze shlevi ksuba, but the women who the Torah said, the chachamim said, go out shlevi ksuba, Kagoin, for example, Averis al Das, someone who's over on Das, Moshe Das Yisrael, does something wrong, we had in the Mishnah before, V'chavrei Seha, which means the case where Nadarim were found on her, or she found Mumin, or she cursed her in-laws. Ein lehem tesefes, v'kolshke monamasayim. She doesn't get tesefes either, and v'kolshke monamasayim. And Rashi explains that there's different lashonis over here. One's a lashon of, the lashon of our Mishnah is, Ein lehem ksuba, and there the lashon is yoytzei shleiv ksuba, which yoytzei shleiv ksuba means kol toyrus givuif gimahem. Like Rashi says, all the toyrus gevia, there's no gevia whatsoever when it comes to those cases. Therefore, the lashon yoytzei shleiv ksuba, and he loses even tisefes. That's part of that knas. He loses even tisefes. And the same thing goes for yoytzei shum shemra. They tell us now Yoytzei has the same halacha like Averis Adas, and don't think it's worse. And she still takes the teles malo shafaneha v'yoytza. She still takes the stuff that are left over from the nichsim elug. She still takes those items, even though she's moitz shem. Moitz shem would be the worst, because since two edim said that she was mezana, so then you would think that, since even get because she was zinsa, maybe she shouldn't even take the nichsim elug that are left over. Again, nichsim elug on her chasim, she brings it to the marriage, and not in the ksuba. Bishlam the ksuba, she loses anything that's in the ksuba. But nichsim elug, there she gets it. Maybe you think she loses it when it comes to Meitzah Shemra. Zok this Brisa by Yoytzah Shem Shemra. They tell us Mashal Fanel V'Yoytzah Mesir Yehler Rav Huna. It's right to Rav Huna. Dom Rav Huna Zinsa Aisha that was Mezane Loi Hifsida B'Leaseh Kayam. She does not lose the worn out clothing that's still around that was used. She still takes it with her. She takes the Nichsim Alug with her. Anything that's Kayam. Zok Dimar Avaita Tony. Tana Kamei Rav Nachman. A certain Tana said of a Brisa from Rav Nachman, Zinsa Hifsida B'Leiseha Kayam, that if she's Mezana, she lost the B'Leiseha, the worn out clothing, that even though those were around, she loses those. So not like we just said, Amalei, so Rav Nachman says to the one who said the Brisa, if he's Zinsa, if she was Mezana, she gets a Knas, Kelea Mizanoi, did the Kelem, there was no, why would be a Knas on the Kelem? That doesn't make so sense. And why would he take away from her? That belongs to her. So Gemara says, so if Rav Nachman told the Tana, says, Tani, I would make the Brisa say, Lo yifsida b'leaseha kayam. She's not lose her b'leaseha. But Omar Rav Bachan, Rav Yechanan, I have a different mahalacha to answer that Brisa. That Brisa, Taka says the way it is, b'leaseha kayam, she even loses her nichsim alug when she's mezana. But that's going according to Zu Divir Rav Nachman, Stimisa. It's going according to Rav Nachman, who a lot of stoma Brises are like him. The Chama argue, and the Chama is the Rabbim, and we pass like the Chama, and therefore Rav Nachman held that you could. Therefore, Rav Chana said that you could keep the Brisa the way it is, but you keep the Brisa the way it is because that's going according to Rav Nachman. Going to Rav Nachman's tomorrow, and Rav Nachman held you should change the Brisa in order to go like the Chachamim, because you don't want people to make a mistake. Since it's a Stam Brisa, we don't want to make a mistake and think that's the Halacha. Therefore, the Rav Nachman asked the Tana that the Goyris in the Brisa, Loyev Sivla Sekiyam, in order to shtim with the Chachamim. It said in the Mishnah that even though Islands is not going to Ksuba, but in Mitchila Nosal L'Shem Islands, if you knew that she's an Islands when you got married, the Halacha is she gets a Ksuba. That's what it said in our Mishnah. Omer Rav Huna says, that islandess isha ve'nisha. By islandess, there's two type of cases. One's a case where you know she's islandess, therefore she's like a regular isha, she gets the ksuba. And sometimes, any isha, sometimes it's a mekatayish and she does not get a ksuba. But almana, no matter what, isha gemura. That means if the kohen gadol marries almana, we said in our Mishnah, you get a ksuba. Zokt Rav Huna, it's even if you didn't know she was almana before you got married. You didn't know. Still, the halacha is that she gets a ksuba and it's not called a mekatayish. That's Rav Huna's chiddush. Now, and the Gemara explains, islandess, well, we just spoke about the Gemara explains, let's see inside. Islandess ishven isha means hikar ba yesh ksuba. If you recognize she's islandess, then ksuba. Logika ba yesh ksuba. If you don't recognize that, it's mekhtar yesh ksuba. Almana is isha gemura. Almana is isha gemura. Ben hikar ba, ben hikar ba. The loch is yesh ksuba. Either way, she gets a ksuba. I, lechara, should be mekhtar yesh. He didn't know she's almana. What's the difference? So that's a good question. So the Chazanish and Mavoya, the Chilik is like this. The Baya Islandish was the Chazaka Gemura that every person who gets married to Isha wants to have children. They don't want a wife who cannot have children. The point of getting married is in order to multiply, and therefore you want to have a wife who can have children. So therefore it's a Pashto Mekhtaris. When it comes to Almana, which is Isalav, you're right, every person does not want to do Averis. But sometimes the Yetzirah is goyver on us, and we do have errors. It happens all the time. Unfortunately, the Yetzirah is very strong, and sometimes maybe you like the way the woman looks, and therefore there is a Yetzirah to do the Isser of Amana, therefore there's no Chazak anymore. So maybe even if you didn't know about it, it's not a Mekhtar, because maybe he would not have abstained. That's a Shita Rav Huna. It's not an Umduna. Rav Yehuda, Achazu, V'achazu, Isha, Isha. Both Amana and islandess have the same halacha. Hikaba yashaksuba, lo hikaba yashaksuba. Depends. If hikaba yashaksuba, lo hikaba yashaksuba. Why? Because it's a mekachtayis. Rav Yehuda holds it's a mekachtayis. Now, like Rav Huna, he holds it is a mekachtayis when she doesn't let him know that she's a Amana. Meisvei. Now, that's your kasha from a braisa. So, kasha on Rav Huna, held that by Amana is not a mekachtayis. Meisvei. Kontra v'cheska shikain. A kohen gadol married Isha, and she told him she's Amana. And then Venimsa she came, and Taka found that she's Amana, yes, Laksuba. She gets Laksuba because she told him. It's Mashma Stama, but if she didn't let him know, ain't Laksuba, it's Taka Mechatois, it's Kasha Ravuna. So Mara says, no, I have a way out. Loit Tema Dik Hashtama Laksuba. Aleima Konza Vecheshene came, he asked her, and she lied, and she said that she was never Mekadesh, Venimsa she came, ain't Laksuba. Then it's the Mechatois. But by Stama, maybe not. The Dik is, if she speaks out that she's not Amana, that is when it's a Mekhtayis. So therefore, it's not a Kasha Ravuna. Break the Gemara, but you're telling me what? I have a Stoma Mai, but in the Stam case, the Halacha is, it's not a Mekhtayis. So Stoma, and therefore, Isla Ksuba. At the Tani, it says, because she came in him, so she came Yesha Ksuba, that only if she's Taka, we knew she spoke out she's Amana. And we found Shemana Yeshaksuba. Well, Shemina Stama, say a better case, not because you can't say a case of Stama. But Koshka and Kaham, a shorter case of Stama. So the price is not Mashma like Rav Huna. And more, so first the price is not Rav Huna. But Tani, it says the first price, Kansav, you married her and you knew she was Amana, and it turned out she was Taka Amana, Yeshaksuba. Kansav Stama and Laksuba, this is the first. Kansav Stama and Laksuba, it's a very Kataius. Tifted Rav Huna, it's Taka Kasha on Rav Huna. It's a stump on Rav Huna. Rav Huna is logged up. So what's about Rav Huna? So about Rav Huna, Mastis Matiyase. Rav Huna, the Mishnah made him make the mistake. Who saw that he thought midukamaflig ba islandess loikamaflig ba amana, that since he made a mistake, since the Mishnah is machalik between an islandess, if you know about it, not know about it, and by amana the Mishnah does not say a chilek. So machlal the amana filled with stomach and amizas. Mashma ba amana either way. Stai stama and stai if you know the loch is not a mekhtayis, and that's why going by honest we said this chilek v'loyin, and the Gemara says that that's a mistake. What Rav Huna is making a deek from the Mishnah, it's a mistake because kik tani la amana when it said the lochus of amana at the end of the Mishnah the amana gets a ksuba apluk the honest kohes going on the case of islanders where it said if you know about islanders get a ksuba on that it says the case of amana that and the same type of case of amana where. When you know that she's Amana, also Allah is Yashok Suba, even though it's Isser and there's no Knas. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, no Knas. But it's going on the case where you know she's Amana, it's like the case of Islandess, which was right before that, preceding that right before that, that there we knew she was Islandess, the Yadak Suba. On that we're going on Amana. So we were calibrated by Islandess between knowing and not knowing, and on that we say Amana has the same Allah of Islandess. So Echanami, by Amana, if you don't
if you don't specify that you're amana, it's taka, lach is, it's a mekach tois, and you won't get a ksuba, just like by Alan's mekach tois, you won't get a ksuba. Hadun alach, perak amana nezainis, beli neder, for those that finished it.